Welcome. This is Elizabeth Jones of StarPathways.com. This is a special meditation that can be done anytime, but will be especially effective during the full moon in Scorpio, which in 2019 is on May 18th. This meditation is called Emissaries from Shambhala. And before we start, I'd like to explain a little bit about that. There are many great beings who oversee the evolution of the planet. The esoteric teachings tell us that such masters of light and sound reside in the Himalayas in a mystical valley called Shambhala, a sacred place that doesn't quite exist in the physical, but rather in the etheric realm. It is said that these great and benevolent masters descend from Shambhala each year at the time of the full moon in Scorpio, called by some traditions the Waisak moon. They descend from this great mystical valley to bless humanity and to offer their support, protection, and guidance. In this meditation, you will visit this sacred place and even meet these masters of light and sound. Enjoy. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and say, I am a being of light. Relax as you silently say again, I am a being of light, while embracing this, for it is indeed true. You are a being of light. And now breathe deeper into every corner of your body, heart, and mind. Take longer breaths, softer breaths. You now begin to feel calmer as any worry, anxiety, or tension you were feeling melts away and simply disappears. Take as much time as you need to relax and open to the subtle energies you are beginning to sense in and around you. As you do, you now notice that the air you are breathing has somehow changed. It is almost sweet and so pure you can't help but take yet another deeper breath. As you do, you know almost instantly that you have arrived someplace not quite of this world. As you look out at the landscape, you see that you are in a high mountain meadow, nestled in what surely must be very remote and far removed from civilization. There is a fine, soft mist in the air, which makes everything feel yet even more ethereal. As you consider all this, you somehow know that you are in the sacred Himalayas. There is no one to be seen as you gaze upon your surroundings. There are majestic mountains and beautiful, rather exotic flowers and ancient trees. The sky above you is a silvery blue, almost iridescent and unlike any sky you've ever seen. But you are alone. You find you're drawn to simply stand still, with your arms gently open so that you can experience this remarkable place. This truly is the most serene you could ever imagine, and you feel calm and more peaceful than you have in ages. You then notice a sound, a hum. It is very soft at first, almost faint. You don't think you have ever heard such a sound as this before. It now slowly becomes louder. And as it does, it intrigues you how calming and centering it is. Then, somehow, the hum is all around you. You are essentially surrounded by it. You begin to feel as though you are going into a trance, deep within your being, as a profound feeling of timelessness washes over you. The circle of sound, for that is what it seems to be, slowly morphs into a circle of light while still surrounding you. And as it does, you begin to sense a presence. In a dreamlike fashion, you then see that within this circle, beings are emerging from the light, and you are actually now being encircled by beings of light. Yes, indeed, there are beings all around. Are there 4, 8 more? You are not certain, for their light seems to be somehow merged together. You only know you are in the midst of the most benevolent presence you have ever felt in your life. And you can't help but wonder what will happen next, for you know something will. Then these beings become clearer to you, and you feel that you even recognize some of them, or perhaps you have encountered them before in another place and time. Then a being of light, standing right before you, steps closer and says, "Welcome to the mystical valleys of Shambhala. We are the master teachers that represent the hierarchy who oversee the evolution of humanity as you make your return to spirit. We welcome you here to this most sacred place. You are in awe, yet you also know you belong here, and even perhaps wonder if you were called here at this time." Next, the master directly before you says, "We would like to offer you a gift, a blessing of light, for you to take on your journey for the next year. All that we need to begin is your consent. You have no hesitation, for you wish to avail yourself to this blessing, and so you nod your head. Instantly, the masters surrounding you begin to hum, the same as you'd heard before. As they do, light begins to emanate, and you find that you are enveloped in the softest yet most luminescent light ever. It occurs to you that this mystical light may even reach into other dimensions and realms. It is now gently swirling around you in hues of purple and blue and gold and many other colors as well. It feels as though the light is even penetrating your body and entering your mind and the very cells of your being. As it does, you somehow know that something sacred is taking place. All the while this is happening, you notice that the humming has become a soft chant, and you open your mind, heart, and body as far as you can to be a receptacle for this mystical combination of sound and light. And then as the light begins to fade and the chant becomes softer, the master before you says, "As the light and sound moved in and around you, you were being purified so that you could be imprinted with the sound and light of the highest realms possible. These imprints will be activated in the months to come and at just the right time. And when they are, many blessings and gifts are yours to enjoy and use. They will also be protective, healing, and offer you guidance when you need it most. Further, they are yours to give at this time of great need. For them to manifest, all you must do is consciously open yourself to receive." And then he says, "We must leave now. Know that we are grateful for your willingness to participate in this work and in this blessing, for we know you will now take it out into your world, for that is part of your true mission on earth at this time of great transition. To share the light that you hold with others, and in particular, those whose own light has dimmed. The blessings of light and sound that you've been imprinted with here today will only grow as you do, and in this way, you are our emissary." You slowly turn to bow your head to these great beings of Shambhala, knowing that it has indeed been a blessing to be graced with their presence. You now return to your body through your breath. But as you do, you look to the horizon, for it is now twilight, and you see a full moon rising. And as it does, you know somehow that you are indeed ready and willing to embark upon the mission entrusted to you by the beings and masters of light and sound.